Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Samach Ches. We left off on daf Samach Zayin and base 5 lines from the end of the page at the 2 dots. Ein Agoni V'achar Gan M'Shaim Tashlumi Kefet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas's mother, called about Simcha Allah Shalom. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. And also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lizchusr for Shlema, for Rafal Moshe Elimelech Ben Basha, Yishav Rafur Shlema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the Sugya of Gonev Achar Haganav. And we're going to have 3 rayos against the Shita of Rav, who holds that Yeyush is Kona. We already discussed whether Yeyush is Kona, but now we're going to revisit that discussion and bring 3 more rayos about whether Yeyush is Kona. The third raya is somewhat involved. It involves a brisa that has 3 parts to it, and we're going to have to explain each part of the brisa, so that's going to take us the majority of this long Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to introduce a machlokas if we are chayiv dalid vehei for selling before Yeyush, and we're going to try to show what the basis of each opinion is. Why would you be chayiv dalid vehei if you sold before Yeyush? Why would you not be chayiv dalid vehei if you stole something and then you sold before Yeyush? And then on the bottom of Amud Beis, as we're discussing that topic of being chayiv dalid vehei for selling before Yeyush, we're going to get into a tangential discussion about being makdish, a stolen animal, and the impact of the hektish on chiyuvim of dalid vehei. So if an animal is stolen and then someone is makdishit, we'll see who has the ability to be makdishit. Someone is makdishit. What's the impact on the chiyuv of dalid vehei? And that brings us all the way to the 2 dots on samach tes amud aleph. So let's begin samach zayinam beis at the 2 dots, the 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Eina gonev achar ganav m'shaim tashlumi kefel. We said in the Mishnah that if someone steals from a ganav, the gonev achar ganav does not pay tashlumi kefel. He does not pay kefel. The Osamech raises the question, why wouldn't he be chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that davar agarim l'mamon is k'mamon dami, that something that causes a person a financial loss is considered as if it's mamon itself. So if someone steals chametz shavar lav haPesach, even though it's not worth anything right now, but it's a gorim l'mamon for a gazlan, because he could just return it, and therefore it's mamon gamur. So why don't you say the same thing over here? So he's miyashiv that the din of kefel is only when the object is in the place where it's supposed to be. Whereas over here, where the object is right now, it's by the ganav, everyone is really mitzuva to take this object and give it back to the bailim. So the chiyuv kefel is not going to be chal on anyone who takes the object, even though the person who's taking it is taking it for himself. He's not taking it to return it back to the bailim. But the chiyuv kefel is always on the taking, and everyone's chayiv to take this object. It's in the hands of a ganav. Everyone will be chayiv to take this object and then return it. So even someone who's taking it and not then returning it is going to be potter from the kefel. In Divrei Yecheskel, he asks the same question, but he's miyashiv that the din of kefel is that you pay it back to the place where you pay the keren. And since the keren is chiyuv to the bailim, so there's no makom to chayiv kefel to the ganav to pay the ganav rishon the kefel, and that's why there's no chiyuv kefel when you're gonev achar ganav. So again, the Mishnah says that when you steal from a ganav an object that he himself stole from someone else, you don't pay kefel, you only pay the keren, you only pay the stolen object itself. So Gemara discusses, well, what exactly is the case that the Mishnah is talking about where you don't pay kefel when you're stealing a stolen object? So Amar Rav lo shanu ela lefnei Yeyush. The Mishnah is talking about where the ganav sheni stole the object before the original bailim was miyayish from it. So it still belongs to the original bailim, and that's why you don't pay kefel to the guy who stole it from the original bailim. Aval yachar Yeyush, but if the second guy stole it after the original bailim has been miyayish from it, so since Yeyush is kona, it's no longer in the reshus of the original bailim. So kno ganav rishon, the first ganav is now the owner of this object, the ganav sheni, misham tashuv kefel, the ganav rishon, and in such a case, the ganav sheni does pay kefel to the ganav rishon. So if the ganav rishon stole it, then the bailim had Yeyush, so now it belongs to the ganav rishon. So when the ganav sheni steals it from the ganav rishon, hitaka will pay kefel. That is the Shita of Rav. Shita Mukbetzes raises the question Shitim Gvetzes raised the question in the name of Shita that Rav could have learnt this on the Gan of Rishon, that after Yehushi's Konen, he doesn't pay Dalet Vehe on the Tzvicha Mechira, because Shalohu Tovech, Shalohu Mocher. Meaning, why does Rav have to say this Dafka in the context of Konev Minagan? Rav's whole point is that Yehush is Konen. So you want to say that Yehush makes it yours, so it has a more immediate impact without even introducing a Gan of Sheni. A guy steals an object, a guy steals an animal, and the original Bailam is Miyaish. Now, if that guy who stole the animal is Toveach or Mocher that animal, he's put from Dalet Vehe, because Shalohu Ganav, Shalohu Tavach, Shalohu Machar, Shalohu Tavach, Shalohu Machar. He's Shachter, you're selling his own item, and therefore he's going to be put to Dalet Vehe. So, why the need to introduce a Ganav Sheni to teach this din? So, meaning, why does Rav teach this din Dafka in the context of a Ganav Sheni? So, Shidum Gwetzes is Miyashev, that we're trying to be Mechadesh, that Yehush is Kona, even Legabe, this guy, that this case, that after he's chayiv kefil on the geneva and on the geneva that he himself stole, and it's as if it's his forever. That Yeush is kona to such an extent that someone could even be chayiv to pay kefil to you, even to the ganav, and that's a greater chiddush. It's one thing to say that Yeush is kona to the extent that when I'm tavach umachar, be putter from Dalet Vehe. That's one thing. But to say that Yehush is kona to the extent that when I steal something, someone's going to have to pay me kefel if they take it from me, that's a real strong statement about just how much Yehush is kona. But the point is, and this is what the whole Lamed Aleph is going to be about, that Rav holds just having Yehush is enough to make the kinyan. Right, if someone steals something and the original Bailam is Miyayish, it now belongs to the guy who stole it. So the Gemara challenges Rav's Shita that Yehush is Kona from three different places. Tosus points out all of the kashas the Gemara could have already asked on a Rabbah back on Samach Vav Amar Aleph, who also said Yehush is Kona, and all of the kashas we asked on Rabbah over there, we could have asked on Rav over here. It's just that the Tosus says over there we're talking about a Gazlan, so we ask kashas that relate to gzela. Over here we're talking about a ganav, so we ask kashas that relate to geneva, even though it's not about gzela or geneva, it's about yeush, and each of the kashas that we have here apply there, and all the kashas we had yesterday will apply today, we had two days ago, will apply here as well, but nevertheless, that's the way the Gemara arranged it. Furthermore, Tosa says, maybe just that's the way the kashas came up in the base medrash, that when they were talking about Rav Shita, these kashas came up, when they were talking about Rav Shita, those kashas came up. So the Gemara is just reporting the way it came up in the base medrash. So, it could have been asked on either one. And he says, and that's why when we find what we're going to see at the very end of the daf today, a kasha that the Gemara mentions between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish about Gana Vehigdish, that could have been a kasha both on Rav and on Rabbah, but it's only brought over there in neither context because it was brought up in the base medrash in a different context. So it's all about how it's brought up in the base medrash. So anyway, again, the main thing over here is that Rav holds, Yehush is Kona. So that's what we're going to start attacking. Three challenges to Rav. Number one, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina Kinayim Meshachav Rav, Amar Lo Hashmaita. Rav must have said this teaching when he was half asleep, and therefore he wasn't so precise in the way he taught it. Titania, Amar Rav Yekivim, Neima Amar Torah, Tavach Umachar Meshachim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Why does the Torah say that if a person steals a shor or a seh, and then he shechts it or he sells it, he pays Arba V'Chamisha, Mipnei Shenishtarish Bechet, because he's allowing his Avera to take very deep roots by taking it out of the Rishus of the Bailim entirely through shechting it or selling it. I mean, it's one thing to transfer it by pulling it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, but then to take that next step of shechting it or selling it, then you're giving your Avera really deep roots. So we have to explain, how did he bring it out of the Rishus of the Bailim? So I understand by Tavicha, there's a Shinoi Maisa, so he really took it out of the Rishus of the Bailim. But by Mechira, where he sells the Shorah Seh, so Emas, when exactly did he sell it? Where we're calling this that nishtarish bechet, that selling it makes it such a deep-rooted aveira. If it's before the Bailam was ever miyayish from it, well, mi'ika nishtarish, does that really help to call that nishtarish bechet? The Bailim never gave up hope. The Mechira doesn't help at all. So the Kala Deos, the Shira Rishus, does not help Ganav Bikona a Chefetz without any Yeush. So his Meisim didn't do anything. To be Mocher, it was accomplished nothing. How can you call that Nishtarish Bechet? Ella Liachri Yeush. It must be that he sold it after Yeush Bailim. But Vistal Kadaituch Yeush Kani, but if you hold that Yeush alone makes it yours, Amay Misham Tashumi Arav Chamisha, well then why, when he sells it after the Yeush Bailim, should he have to pay Dalit Vehei? Shalohu Taveach, Shalohu Mocher. If it already became his when the Bailim was Miyaish, so then by the time he sells it, he's selling his own item. By the time he shechted it, he's shechting his own item. So isn't this a raya against Rav that Yeush alone is not Kona? Says Gemara, no, it's not a raya at all. Amri Kedah Amar Rava, they explained that as Rav is about to say later on in the sugya, that Nishtarish Bechet means Mipnei Shashana Bechet, that the Chiv of Dalet Behei is in the fact that he's repeating his Avera, in that not only did he steal it, but he's now shechting it or selling it as well. So Achanami, so over here as well, the Braisa means the same Mipnei Shashana Bechet. Not because he's nishtarish bechet by bringing the gneva out of the rishus habaylim in a greater way than he did before. No, even if the gneva did not leave the rishus habaylim anymore through this mechira, he's going to be chayiv on it. And the chiv tvicha mechira is maybe enachnami. He's only before yayush, maybe enachnami. If the baylim was originally miyayush on it, shalohu taveach, shalohu mocher, then the ganav is shechting or selling his own thing, and he would not be chayiv dalvei. No, it's only before the Bailim was Miyayish on it, that you're Chayiv Dalvei. And that's still called Shana Bechet. It's not called Nishtarish Bechet, but that may still be called Shana Bechet. Shittim Gwetz explains that that the idea of Shana Bechet is that he's demonstrating that his Yetzar Hara is still very strong, that he's not doing tshuva from his act of Rishus, and therefore he's coming to get Hana'a from that which he stole. I mean, it's one thing to steal it in a moment of tithing, you steal something, and then at a later date you try to benefit from that which you stole. That shows a complete lack of remorse. It shows that you're still interested in doing the aver. That's the shana bechet. That's what it means, that he's shana bechet. Okay, so says Mar will bring another raya against Rav. Again, Rav held that Yeush alone is kona. So Tashma will bring a raya. The pasuk says utvacho o mecharo. So we darshin ma tvicha sheinu chazeres. Just like the very nature of shechting something is that it's einu chazeres. There's no undoing that. Af mechira, so too, the type of mechira that you're chayiv dalet vei for is she'enu chozeres, where you can never go back to the original bailim. Well, emas, when did the mechira happen? Ilei melefnei yeush, if the mechira happened before the bailim was miyayish, amai einu chozeres, why would you call that einu chozeres, that it doesn't go back to the bailim? It doesn't help at all. The shinu rishus without a yeush doesn't accomplish anything. Ela liachar yeush, it must be that it happened after the yeush bailim. Well, v'yisal kadaitach kanya, but if you hold that as soon as there's Yeush, the ganav is kona with the Yeush, amay mishal barba v'chamisha. If it happened after Yeush, why would the ganav ever have to pay dalet vehei? After all, shalohu taveach, shalohu mocher. He's shechting and he's selling his own item. So it must be that Yeush is not kona, and that's why he's chayiv on the mechira, because aside from the fact that there was a Yeush Bailim, there was also a Shina Rishus, and therefore it's a Mechira She'enu Chozeres. So says Gemara, nah, you can't bring a Raya that Yeush is not Kona, because it could be that the Brisa is talking about that you sold it before Yeush. The Brisa said that which the Brisa is Mechadish, that there's no Chiyuv on a Mechira She'enu Chozeres, it doesn't mean a Mechira that didn't help to be Kona Legamri. It means Kedam Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman explains later on, that the Brisa is coming to be Memait Prat Lihikne Lishloshim Yom. It's telling me that if you stole something and then instead of selling it, you leased it, you were makne it to somebody for Shloshim Yom. So that's not called Tavachu Machar. That's not something that you're going to be chayiv Dalet Vei Hachanami. That's what the Brisa is saying over here. Prat Lishihikne Lishloshim Yom. So Mechira Mechira She'ena Chozeres has nothing to do with Yeush or no Yeush. Mechira She'ena Chozeres means how? What are the terms of the sale? Is it a rental or is it a sale? And if it's only a rental, it's only a lease, then it's not going to be something that you're going to pay Dalet Vehe for. Now the long Raya. So again, Rav held that Yeush is Kona. We're trying to prove that he's incorrect. So Meisve. Here we have a Braisa that teaches three Halachos that relate to someone who steals from a Ganav. And from this Braisa, we're going to try to prove that Rav is incorrect. But it's going to involve three Halachos, and we're going to have to explain all three Halachos. So Halacha number one. Ganavu ba'achar u'gnavo. Someone steals something, and then another person comes and steals from the ganav. Harisha mishalim tashlum kefel. The original ganav pays kefel to the bailim. V'asheni enu mishalim el keren bilvad. And the second guy only pays keren to the first ganav. To the God of Rishon, but he does not have to pay kefel. Why does he not have to pay kefel? Because the pasuk in the Torah says, "Ki yitein ish al re'ehu kesef okelim l'shmar v'gunav mibeis ish imimatzei aganav yishalim shnayim." So the Gemara darshins in tomorrow's daf that the chiyuv kefel is only when you steal mibeis ish, but not mibeis haganav. If you steal from the ganav, then you don't pay kefel. Ganav u'machar, case number two now. Ganav u'machar, let's say you stole a shor and then you sold it, and therefore your kona, the guy who bought it is kona with Yeush and Shina Rishus. Uba acher ugnavo, and then someone came and stole it from the guy who bought it from the ganav. So now there's another level added in. So person number one steals it and he sells it to person number two. Then person number three steals it from person number two. A second ganav steals it from the lokeach who bought it from the first ganav. Well, the first ganav pays dalet vehei because he stole it and then sold it. So of course he pays dalet vehei. But the second ganav pays kefel to the guy who bought it from the first ganav because he stole something that belonged to this lokeach. And then a third din, ganav vitavach. Let's say you stole it and then you shechted it. Uba acher ugnavo, and someone stole the shechted animal from you, from the ganav Rishon. So Rishon Mishan Tashumi Arba V'chamisha. The ganav Rishon pays dalvei. Why? Because he was ganav v'tavach. And when you're ganav v'tavach, he pays dalvei. Hashenu einu mishalim tashlumi kefel. But the second guy does not pay kefel to the first ganav, ele keren bilvad. He only pays keren like a goniv mea ganav, where you only pay keren, you don't pay kefel. So now says the Gemara, let's see, what sort of raya can we bring from here? Katani miya mitziyasa, the second of the three cases said, that ganav u'machar, if I steal something and I sell it, uba achar u'gnavo, and then someone steals it from the guy I sold it to. So Arisha mishan tashumi arba v'chamisha, the first ganav pays dalvei, because of course he was ganav u'machar. V'asheni mishan tashumi kefel, the second guy pays kefel to the lokeach. Well, Amos, when was this mechira? Ilema lifnei yeush, if the mechira happened before the original bailum was miyaish, sheni amai mishan tashumi kefel. Well, if it happened before the yeush, why is the second ganav going to pay kefel to the kona? Shina rishus below yeush, mi ikal amadi amr tukani, that's a shina rishus without any yeush, and therefore it does not belong to the lokeach. So you shouldn't have to pay kefel to the lokeach. Ela pshita, must be that we're talking about liachar yeush, that it happened, that the mechira happened after the bailim was miyaish. So the kona, the guy who bought it, was kona it through yeush and shina rishus, and that's why if someone steals it from him, they have to pay him kefel because he's the rightful owner. But vi salkadaita, or he's the owner, rightful or wrongful, but he's the owner. But vi salkadaita yeush kona. But if you're going to say that yeush alone is going to be kona, amay mishan tashumer. V'chamisha, why is the first kind of paying dal vehei? Didehu dezaban, he's selling something that belongs to him. Visu, and not only that, if you're going to say everything's happening after Yeush over here, the Katani Reisha, that which the first din in the Braisa says, Ganav, Uba Acher, Ugnavo, that if one guy steals it, then another guy steals it from him, Rishon, Mishalim, Tashum, Kefel, Vasheni, and Mishalim, El Keren, that the first guy pays Kefel, the second guy only pays Keren to the first guy, Michti, the Acher Yeush Kamina, and we just said that the whole Braisa is talking about that it was after Yeush. But if you hold like Rav, that Yeush is really Kona, and therefore the Ganav is really the owner of this, well then why is the second Ganav only paying to the first Ganav, the Keren? After all, he should pay kefel. He's stealing it from the person who is now the owner of it. If you really hold yeish kona, elav shramina yeish lo kona v'kasha l'rav. So both the first din of the brisa and the second din of a brisa are a kasha and rav, but they're only kasha and rav once we say that the brisa must be talking about la'achar yeish. Once we say the brisa is talking about la'achar yeish, both the first din of the brisa and the second din of the brisa seem to assume that once yeish happened, it doesn't make you the owner. And Rav says, yes, it does. So therefore, they're both akasha and Rav. So Amar Rava Vitizbra, Rava says that Vitizbra Hamataretztahi, you think the whole brisa is going to work out when you say that it's la'achar yeish and you just say not like Rav? No, because the first and the second din of the brisa are raya against Rav, according to our assessment. But what are you going to do with the third din of the brisa? Ela Dekatani Seifa, that which says in the third din of the brisa, Ganav Vitavach, if you steal it and then you shechted it, Uba'acharu Gnavo, and then someone came and stole the meat. Rishon Mishan Tzumir Rav Chamisha. So the guy who's got a Vatavach pays Dal Vehe, Vishenu Mishan El Keren. And the guy who stole the meat only pays Keren. But wait, why would he only pay Keren? Paying Keren means you're assuming that the guy who stole it is not yet the owner of it. Well, Umi Ika Leman Diyamar Shinu Maisa Lo Kani? If he shechted it, that's a Shinu Maisa. So if there's Yeyush and a Shinu Maisa, everyone would hold he'd be kona it. So why on earth wouldn't you have to pay kefel to the Gan of Rishon? Ella, must be that the Bryce is talking about a different case, and that's not going to be, and Memela will see that it's not going to be a kasha and rav. Liolam kula lefneyesh. Scratch everything you assumed. Your basic working assumption that the whole Bryce is talking about la'achar yeush, incorrect. The Bryce is talking about lefneyesh. The apel say, aye, but we said case number two doesn't make any sense. If it's talking about lefnei yeush, simple. The apel seifel mitziyasa mitziyasa l'seifa. The brice is messed up. We have to change the din that it says in the mitziyasa with the din that it says in the seifa. Meaning dinim number two and three, the psak din in number two and number three need to be flipped. The emahachi, and here's how to read the brice. Ganav u'machar. Uba achar, in case number two, if a guy steals something and he sells it, uba achar u'gnavo, and someone came and stole it from the guy he sold it to, harishon mishalim tashlumi, and again we're talking about that there was no yeush, harishon mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamesha, the first guy is going to pay dalav hei because he was ganav u'machar, v'asheni enu mishalim el keren, and the second guy only pays keren to the ganav rishon. Why? Dishinu rishus, because that which he sold it to someone else is a shin rishus, but below yeush lo kani. A shina rishus that's not accompanied by a yeush does not affect a kinyan. So the behemoth still belongs to the first guy. The second guy who sold it from the ganav is potter from paying kefel because he's not stealing it from the rightful owner. But ganav itavach, if a person steals a shor or a seh and then he shechts it, uba'acher ugnavo, and someone else comes and steals that from the original ganav who had shechted it, he steals the meat. Harishlam shan tashumer brav v'chamisha. So certainly the original ganav pays dalvei to the bailim because he was ganav itavach. V'asheni mishalim tashlumi kefel. The second guy pays the ganav rishon kefel. Why? Dekani b'shinu meisa. Because the original ganav was kona it with shinu meisa by shechting it. So it's his. So the second ganav has been stole from the first ganav, who is now the real owner of it. And that's why he's going to have to pay kefel. So now we've resolved both of the kashas on Rav, because that which we asked on Rav, that the whole kash on Rav was based on the premise that the Bryce was talking about la'achar yeush, because we thought that the mitziyasa was muchach, that it's li'achar yeush. But now we've said, no, the whole Bryce is talking lefnei yeush. How do we explain the din in the mitziyasa? Change it, meaning we switch it with the din in the seifa. So the Gemara brings another dechia to this raya from the seifa that we could, other than being magia the brisa. Rav Papa Amar Liolam Lo Tevach. You don't have to switch around the words of the brisa. We ask why when you're gonna v'tavach and someone else comes and is gonna mimenu, why does the second guy only pay keren? After all, a shina ma'isa for sure should affect the kinyan. It should for sure be yours when it's a shina ma'isa. You should for sure pay kefel. Maybe the Seifa is assuming like the Shita of the Beis Shammai, that a ganav is not kona gneva with the Shina Maisa, so the shechted behema still belongs to the Bailim. It does not yet belong to the ganav, and that's why you don't pay kefel. Well, ihachi, if the Bryce is talking about after Yeyush, kasha Reisha Mitziyasa l'Rav, the Reisha and the Mitziyasa are both still going to be a kasha and Rav, because in the Reisha and the Mitziyasa, it's muchach that Yeyush alone is not kona, meaning that was the original problem that we had over here. Meaning what you just did, Rav Papa, is you said that the third din of the Brisa makes sense if you assume like Beis Shammai. Yeah, but the conversation didn't start with the third din. The conversation started with the first two dinim both being a kasha and Rav. So if it's Acher Yeush, there's still both a kasha and Rav. So says Mar Amravzid, the Olam Kula Lifnei Yeush. Really, the whole Brisa is talking about before there was Yeush Bailim. And since we're talking about Lifnei Yeush, there's no kasha and Rav from the Reisha, because the ganav was not kona it, and therefore the second ganav only pays keren, and we don't have to switch around the brisa. And in the seifa, in the third case, when the ganav, when he stole it and then he shechted it and then someone stole the meat, the fact that he doesn't pay kefel is like we said, like Beis Shammai, that shinu b'makomo omeid, and therefore the shinu meisa doesn't do anything. V'hacha, what about the second case, the mitziyasa, where we said that if you steal something and then you sell it and then someone else comes and steals it from the guy you sold it to, so the original ganav pays dalet v'hei, and the second ganav pays kefel to the kona. So we said, well, according to Rav, the yeush is kona. Why is the ganav rishon paying dalet v'hei? After all, shalohu toveach, shalohu mocher. It already belonged to him. B'mayaskina, no. The case is shenisyashu, and there was yeush. But when did the Yeush happen? It happened after the Mechira, when it was in the hands of the Lokeach. It didn't happen when it was in the hands of the Ganav Rishon, the Havaleh Yeush. And therefore, there was a Yeush, but only in the hands of the Lokeach. So since the Ganav Rishon didn't have a Yeush by him at the time that he sold it, so he didn't become the owner of the Shor or the Set. So he sold the Shor or Set that belonged to somebody else, and that's why he's Chayiv, Dalet Vehei. But by the Kona, there was already a Yeush Bailim, and therefore the Kona was already the owner. And therefore, it's like any stolen object that the Ganav is going to have to pay Dalet Vehei. Someone steals it, he's going to have to pay Kefel. Someone steals it from the Kona, he's going to have to pay Kefel to the Kona. Vilotema, and do not say that which the Brisa, that which the Brisa in the Mitziyasa, in the middle case, says that the Chiv of the Ganav, of the second Ganav paying Kefel, is Dafka in such a case, and it doesn't say in the in a more pashut case that the second guy steals from the first guy after Yeush Bailim, that the first guy is Kona B'Yeush, and therefore the second guy is Mashalim Kefel to the Ganav Rishon, because he's the Bailim of the Chayfetz, Mishum Dubin and Yeush V'Shina Rishus. You can't say that the reason we say that is because you need Yeush and Shina Rishus Dafka, and therefore there's no way that the second Ganav is going to pay the first Ganav, even if there was Yeush in the Rishus of the first Ganav. No. Elafilu B'Yeush L'Chudei. No, we're still sticking with Rav, that even just Yeush alone, Nami Kani Gabi Ganav, would make the Ganav the owner of this item. Ella, that which the Brisa doesn't say, a case where the second Ganav stole from the first Ganav after the Yeush, to Lo Meshkachas to Meshalmi Tarvayu, because you can't find another case where they're both going to pay. Ganav Rishon vig Ganav Sheni. That both Ganav Rishon and Ganav Sheni are going to pay the Knossos of Kefel and Arba v'Chamisha Ela Bahachi, unless there was Yeush by the Kona and not by the Ganav Rishon. Meaning, if there was already Yeush by the Ganav Rishon, so then we can't be Mechayiv Dalet Vehei for the Mechira, right? Because Shalohu Tavach, Shalohu Mocher. And if such a case, right, that Rishon is going to be Chayiv Dalet Vehei and the Sheni is going to be Chayiv Kefel, in a case that the Rishon, and since the Brisa wanted to bring a case where the first guy is going to be Chayiv Dalvei and the second guy is going to be Chayiv Kefa, that they're both Chayiv some sort of Knas, so that's why we said that the Yeush was Eitzel Hakona, that the Yeush happened while the Lokeach had it. So once we have to say that the Mitziyasa is talking about where there was no Yeush Eitzel Haganav, so we try to make it, just to be consistent, the Reisha was also talking about a case where there was no Yeush Eitzel Ganav, and therefore you can't be Mechayev Kefel to the Gan of Rishon, because there was no Yeush when it was by the Gan of Rishon. So therefore, it's no Kasha on Rav, even without switching around the Brisa, and we could really say that Yeush is Kona, and there's no Kasha from the Brisa against Rav. So period, that's the end of the first discussion. So the summary of the first discussion of the Gemara is that Rav wants to say that Yeush alone is Kona. By the way, that would mean, if Yeush alone is Kona, that when someone steals something and there's Yeush, he's not going to be Chayv Dalad Rei for shechting or selling it, because it's his own item, right? But Rav holds Yeush alone is Kona. We attacked Rav three times. The most complicated of the three attacks was the third one, which had a complicated brisa with three dinim, but we rejected all of the attacks on Rav. We successfully defended Rav from all three kashas on him. So Itmar, now a new statement, a new discussion. Amocher lefnei Yeush. If someone sells a shor or a sed that he had stolen, but he sells it before there's Yeush Bailim, Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv Rav Sheish Samar Pater. Rav Nachman says Yechayiv, Rav Sheish says Yipater. Meaning, up until now we said, well, wait a second, if you sell it after Yeush, if you hold like Rav, you're going to be Pater, because you're already the owner. Now we're saying, maybe you're going to be Pater Dafka if you sell it before Yeush. Rav Sheish says you're Pater if you sell it before Yeush. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, Rav Nachman says if you sell it before Yeush, you're Chayiv, because Umcharo Amar Rachmana Vahazabim. It says that if you sold it, and you sold it. So lo shal veyush, lo shal lachar yeush. Pasuk doesn't say anything about lefnei yeush leachar yeush, and therefore I don't care whether it's lefnei yeush or leachar yeush. When you steal something and you sell it, you're chayv dalvei. Nothing to talk about. Rav Sheisha Samar Pater. Rav Sheisha says you Pater chiyuve leachar yeushu. The chiyuv is dafka leachar yeush. Why? Da hanu maisav. Because only then did your maisim work to be motziyed from the rishus of the bailim. Aval lefnei yeush to lo hanu maisav. But if the bailim was never miyayish it, where your Meisim didn't work to take it away from the Bailim, lo mechayiv, dum yud tvicha b'inan. You're not going to be chayiv because we compare mechira to tvicha, da hanu meisav. So the mechira has to be something that effectively removes it from the Bailim, just like tvicha is a hanu meisav. Tvicha is something that obviously is an impactful action. So that's why Rav Sheisha says that you're going to be potter if you sold it lifnei yeush, because it's lo hanu meisav. And Rav Sheisha says, I have two rights. Number one, Amr Rav Sheish Minah Minala, Titania, Amr Rav Yekiv Neima, Amr Torah, Tavach Umachar Mishal Marba V'chamisha, Menish Nishtarish Bechet. Why is it that when you Tavach Umachar, you Chayv Dal Vehei? Because by bringing it out of the Rosh's Bailim, you're really allowing the Chet to take root. Amos, well, when did this happen? Ilay Melefnei Yeush, if the Bailim never had Yeush, Meek and Nishtarish, there's no Nishtarish Bechet, it's still in the Bailim is still the owner of it. Elav Liachri Yeush, must be that you sold it after the Bailim was Miyayish, and therefore you're really being Nishtarish Bechet because you're taking it out of the Rishus of the Bailim. So that's Raya number one, that it's Dafka Liachar Yeush. Amar Rava, Mesha Shana Bechet. So Rava says, not a Raya. It doesn't mean Nishtarish Bechet, it means Shana Bechet, that you're showing that you have no remorse by going and selling it. But it's not about being Motziyat from the Rishus of the Bailim, as we said earlier. Tashema, Raya number two, says Rav Sheshes. Utvacha Umacharo. Matvicha Shenu Chazer. It's just like by definition, the act of shechita that yichayev dal vei is something that you can never undo. Af mechira sheinu chazaris, it must be a mechira that it's also einu chazaris, which must mean emas. When did the mechira happen? Ilei milafnei yeush. If it's before the yeush, am I einu chazaris? Why wouldn't it go back to the Bailim? The Bailim was never miyayish. Elo liachri yeush. It must be the Bailim was miyayish. Ushma minach chiyuv liachri yeushu. So you see that yichayev dal vei on the mechira after the yeush. Dafka. So says Mar, no, Tirgum Rav Nachman, Prat Lehikul L'Shloshim Yom. When we say Eino Chozeres, it doesn't mean that you're being Motzi Mereshos Bailim. Eino Chozeres means the nature of the sale that you did was not a permanent sale, that you leased it for 30 days to somebody else, as opposed to selling it, as we said earlier. Now, another Shita that assumes like Rav Sheshes. V'Avra Blazer Savar, Chiyuvei Li'achar Yeyeshu. And Rav Blazer also holds that the Chiyuv of a Mechira is only going to be if it's after the Yeush Bailim. Again, this is the polar opposite of what Rav said. Rav said that once there's Yeush Bailim, you're not Chayiv on the Mechira, because you're the owner now that there's Yeush Bailim. Yeush alone is Kona, and Shalom Tavak Shalom Machar. This is the polar opposite. This is saying that the only time you're Chayiv on Dalvei is after the Bailim is Miyayish. Dam Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar said, Teda, Shestam Gneva Yeish Bailumu. Any Gneva that we don't know if the Bailum was Miyayish, we can assume Minastam that there is Yeish Bailum, because that's the Metzius in general. And if a person buys it from the Ganav, it's his, because there's a Yeish and a Shin Rishos, Shari Amra Torah, because the Torah says that a Sharu or a Seh, you pay dal vei v'dil maloi yayish, but maybe the Bible was not me yayish, and if that's the case, you didn't accomplish anything by selling it. Elalav, we must draw the conclusion that there was a yayish, because stam gnevi, you can assume there's a yayish, and that's why you're chayiv on the mechira, because it's how ilu maisav, you did something impactful because there's a yayish, and now there's a shinei rishus. So from the fact that Rabbi Lazar learns, the reason for the chiyuv on the mechira of the ganav is that since there must have been a yeyush, so you see that he holds like Rav Sheshes, that the only way you're going to be chayiv on the mechira is if there was a yeyush, that there is no chiyuv on the mechira before the yeyush. So ask the Gemara, how could Rav Lazar learn that stam ganeva is yeyush bailim from the fact that the Torah is mechayiv on ganav umachar, v'dilma afagav delo yeyush? Maybe even if there was no yeyush, you're going to be chayiv, because the Torah is mechayiv on the etzem maisa mechiri, even if it didn't accomplish anything. So Amri, so we said, no, lo salkadaituch, you cannot assume such a thing, because the chiv that the Torah is mechayiv on the mechiri is dumya de tvicha. It has to be similar to tvicha, similar to the shechita. Ma tvicha dahanu maisav, just like the shechita, by definition, accomplishes something, saf mechira dahanu maisav. So too, the mechira has to be that it actually takes it out of the rishus of the original bailim. But vilifnei yeyush mayahanu, but if there was no yeyush, then it would not have taken it out of the rishus of the original bailim. So you see that stam geneva has yeyush bailim, and therefore, even though you don't know if the bailim was miyayish, you could assume he was. So says more of a dilma de shamani de yayish. How do you know that that proves stam geneva is yeyush bailim? Maybe the case happens to be that you happen to have heard him be miyayish. You heard him say, oy vey, now I'm never going to get this back. So Amri, lo salka daituch. You can't assume that that's the case, because the Torah is mechayiv dumya de tvicha on a mechira that's similar to tvicha. Well, ma tvicha li alter, just like tvicha happens right away as soon as he stole it, af mechira li alter. The mechira for which you're chayiv must be even if it happens immediately. What do you mean, even if it happens immediately? Even if it happens before you hear the bailim being miyayish. So how do you know that there was a yayish if you didn't hear the bailim being miyayish? Oh, stam geneva is yayish bailim. So Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan shita. Amrle Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Lazar, I could reject your raya that stam geneva is yayish bailim. Geneva benefesh tochiach, because I'll bring you a raya from kidnapping, from human trafficking, where you chayiv misa if you sell the person that you stole. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki yimatzei ish gonev nefesh me'achav mi b'nei Yisrael this amer bo u'mecharo umeis haganav hahu. When you kidnap and sell the person that you kidnapped, you are the person's chayiv misa. Shein yeish bailim v'chayiv. And there's obviously no yeish bailim, because no one is miyayish on themselves, and nevertheless you chayiv misa, even though your mechira was not moel maisav. It didn't do anything, because the original bailim, meaning the original person, he didn't give up on himself. So the same should be true by mechira v'shar v'seh, where the Torah is chayiv dalvei. We should say that you're chayiv, even though lohu ilu maisav, even though your maisav was not chal. So mechal, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, lefnei yeush chayiv. Ooh, so you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're chayiv on dalvei for tavach umachar before yeush. La'achra yeush mai. Yeah, but what would he hold? La'achra. What would Rabbi Yochanan hold? La'achra yeush. Do we say that yeush alone is kona, and therefore la'achra yeush, we'd say like Rav, shalohu toveach, shalohu mocher, and there's no dalvei? Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that yeush is not kona, and you're chayiv on la'achra yeush mikal v'chomer, that if even lefnei yeush yitavach umachar yichayiv dalvei, so la'achra yeush olamosa, you're going to be chayiv dalvei. So Gemara says we have machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish about selling la'achar yeush. Rabbi Yochanan amr chayiv, Reish Lakish amr pater. Explicitly, Rabbi Yochanan says you chayiv, Reish Lakish says you pater. Rabbi Yochanan amr chayiv, chiyuvu bein lefnei yeush, bein li'achar yeush. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't matter whether there was yeush or not. You're always going to be chayiv on ganav v'tavach u'machar. Reish Lakish amr pater.
chiyuvei lifnei Yeush. Reish Lakish says you potter the only time your chayiv is lifnei Yeush, aval liachri Yeush kona. But once there already is Yeush, then the ganav has already been kona v'shalohu tovech v'shalohu mocher. And if the ganav has already been kona, so when he subsequently sells it or shechts it, it's his own item that he's selling or shechting. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. Ganav v'hikdash. If a person steals a behema, a shor or a seh, and then he's makdash it to the Beis Hamikdash, v'achar kach tavach, and then he shechts it or sells it, mishalim tashlum kefel, then mishalim tashlum arba v'chamisha. He pays kefel, but he doesn't pay dal v'hei, because once he was makdash the behema, he was tavach u'machar, a behema that belonged to Tehagdash, and you don't pay dal v'hei Tehagdash. So emas, well, when exactly was he makdash the behema? I leim lefnei yeush, if it's before the Bailam was ever miyayish, well, mikadosh, he has no right to be makdash the behema. V'ish ki yakdash is beis hakodesh amrachmana, ma beis shalom af kol shalom. You can only be makdash things that belong to you. El pshita liyachar yeush. It must be that he was makdash it after the yeush, and with that hegdish, ashina rishus took effect, and therefore hegdish was kona in combination with the yeush. The time of the hegdish, who dey namsham tishlumi amrav v'chamisha. So it sounds like there was yeush, and you know why this guy's put from dal vei? Because he was makdash it. Dechikatavach tehegdish katavach. By the time he shechted it, already belonged to hegdish. But it sounds like avalo hegdish, had he not been makdash it, tavach mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and he just shechted it even after the yeush, he pays dalavei. But v'yisal kadai tachayesh kona. But if you hold that yeush alone is kona, amay mishalim, why should he pay dalavei? Shalohu tavach, shalohu mocher. He's shechting and selling his own item. So amaleis, reshach response from Yochanan, hachamay eskinon, kigon shikdishu bailim. That we're not talking about that the ganav was makdashit, the bailim was makdashit, biad ganav, while it was in the hands of the ganav. Says Mar, is that even possible? Me kadosh? Would it be kadosh in such a case? If there was no yeush and someone stole it, neither party can be matish. Zelafi sheinosh lo, the gazlan can't because it doesn't belong to him. Vezelafi sheinosh brishuso, and the bailim can't because he doesn't have control over it. Samri hudamer kitznuin, that we're assuming that the bailim is able to be matish a chayfetz that's not in his rishus, like the tznuin. Ditnan at tznuin manich nasmos from kolinil kadze yemuchol almel seelu. The tznuin, but when it came to Kerem Ravai, they were afraid that people were going to take their Kerem Ravai, steal it without being poda it, so they set aside money to be poda it, even though it's in other people's hands. So and it works. So over here also, you see that the Bailim can be makdish, even though it's not in his hands. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. Have a good day, everybody.